Well, good morning, Tim. Welcome to the holiday season.
Well, good morning, Pat. It's very festive to be with you this morning, and that's getting ready for the holidays.
Well, the last time we talked, we discussed the Cineposium, the Worldwide Film Commissioner Gathering taking place here in Buffalo in September of 2020. But now the planning, the actual work is getting underway. So what's going on?
You know, it was a month ago that we had a news conference to announce that Buffalo and Niagara Falls area here is hosting this sort of really, really important industry event in Western New York. And now we have to get to work. So the local organizing committee for Cineposium is working diligently. First meeting is today. You know, we're going to put together a world-class event for film commissioners from around the world to enjoy our community, but also to bring industry leaders and policymakers in the motion picture industry to Western New York to, you know, show off what we have to offer and why Western New York is such a hotbed for movie making all of a sudden.
Is there anything about this that the public is going to see and go, hey, look what's going on here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, Cineposium itself was developed back in the early 70s. And it's really the only international conference of its kind that brings together people from the movie industry and policymakers with film commissioners. So what we wanted to do this year, and we're, you know, again, in the planning stages of this, but what we really wanted to do for 2020 is to involve a real public component to this. You know, maybe some sort of a day where we could bring some movie trucks in and some demonstrations by a stunt team and just kind of show off a little bit about, you know, what the movie industry is and, you know, show people that. So we're hopeful to pull something like that together for next September for sure. But the actual Cineposium itself is really an important event for the movie industry in general. And we're just so privileged to have it here in Buffalo.
So aside from entertainment involvement for the public, will people be allowed to attend panel discussions or internal meetings, policy sessions, that type of thing?
The public will be invited to many of the panel discussions. We're real anxious to see students in particular come and sort of absorb the discussions from, you know, some of the high-ranking people in the industry. And we're also looking for sponsorships from local companies that may want to get their names in front of the movie industry and some of the big studios and some of the film commissions around the world. So there'll be sponsorship opportunities and also public opportunities to come and, you know, listen to the experts as they talk about policy and talk about the movie industry in general and how it's changing across the world.
So what's the latest on what's happening regarding filmmaking taking place in the new year?
We've got three movies shooting now, but as you ask, 2020 is really ramping up to be something special, especially in the first quarter. We know we have two small movies in January, kind of rolling into February a little bit. Then we have Guillermo del Toro here in February. And then we're working on another really good sized project for a little later in the first quarter. So, you know, it's very, very busy, very, very promising. And 2020 looks to be better than ever.
Well, Tim, I think we've hit the wall again on time, but I want to thank you for joining us again this morning.
Well, thanks, Pat. And I just wanted to wish you and all of your listeners happy holidays from the film office.
Why, thank you very much. My guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.